Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, I would imagine there's some contractors out there, independent contractors, who are scratching their head this morning wondering, is this going to affect me?
Well, they should. And there is a lot of questions out there that still are going to be unresolved for years to come. And that is sort of deliberate. You built this in. Some contractors or some types of work are in. Some types of work are out. Some types of workers are being given, let's say, a year to try to work something out because this is largely all political. There is no set criteria at the Capitol for who's in and who's out. In other words, there's not, if we're over 55 miles an hour and your engine is this big, in that there's no set criteria. Exemptions are being granted pretty much based on politics.
You know who's happy this morning? If you went to Bolter Hastings and specialized in employment law, you are thrilled. And by the way, you're exempt.
Exactly. There were some sort of funny, ironic moments in yesterday's final debate. One senator held up the exemption form that you have to fill out if you're a company, and it was printed up by the AFL-CIO, the labor group, because labor is calling the shots, along with members of the state assembly, especially Lorena Gonzalez, who is the author of the bill, carving out who's in and who's out. There's a lot of backstory in some of this. For example, Uber and Lyft were supposedly close to a deal with the Teamsters to get rights and benefits for the drivers. And they were going to have some breakthrough third pathway to do it. But the construction people got upset because there's this new app called Handy App or something like that. Have you ever heard about it?
Yeah.
You can, it'd be like the Uber and Lyft where somebody could come up and do work for you, right?
Right. Well, going over to Home Depot and hiring the guys out of the parking
exactly.
lot.
Exactly. The construction trades were upset that this was going to be the path of the future, that they would have app workers. So they put the nicks on the kibosh. They started coming out against the Uber Lyft deal, saying, no, we don't want a third way path. So that cratered, and that's probably going to wind up on the ballot. So you've got these Kaiser workers. They're gearing up they're upset with Kaiser. So doctors got exemptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But physical therapists and other part-time workers that would be, let's say, covered by unions, they're not getting an exemption at this point, right? And that's part of that.
It's all
in there, as
you
far as you can tell.
Looking at the version of the bill that was, printed by Ledge Info, which is, you know, where the legislative stuff gets posted, but it goes back to the 6th, so that's now 5 days old. And you said, oh, don't bother. I said, well, what do they vote on? I think Nick Palmer, our producer, said, oh, they're still writing up what they voted on last night.
So you have this, and we also have, I have to say, there's a real question about the leadership of the governor, Gavin Newsom, whether, because he stayed in the back rather than bringing everybody to the table. And then he endorsed it, saying, you know, as a out of labor, which is okay. That's political, too. But, you know, what gets you on this is something that really affects a lot of people out there. And you would sort of say, and there were some people at the Capitol that said, hey, we need to take more time on this. We need to actually have hearings. We need to have discussions about this. We need to actually do this out in the open and kind of figure out what is the best way to go forward. No. We wound up in everybody's office in the hallway with the form, filling it out, trying to negotiate piece by piece, bit by bit. Wind up with the last days of the session with a bill that comes out, and we're going to sign it. And then, as Stan aptly said, we're going to hand it off to who else? The lawyers
you
to
betcha.
Try to figure it out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.